This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last night, the Georgia Dome hosted a very exciting NCAA Division I men's basketball final as Louisville outlasted Michigan. The Dome itself won't last much longer, however. Last week, Invest Atlanta, the city's economic development agency, gave what is expected to be the final approval to a new stadium, complete with retractable roof, for the Atlanta Falcons. So what will that mean for the average ticket-buying fan? J.C. Bradbury is chair of the Department of Exercise Science and Sport Management at Kennesaw State University, where he's also a professor. Professor Bradbury, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
This is actually part of a drive, really, that the entire NFL is doing, isn't it, for new stadiums, for stadiums with a lot more, let's say, luxury or upscale facilities for fans. Is that correct?
And that's right. That's the general trend in the professional sports marketplace and even the college sports marketplace, is that owners of teams have decided, and they've realized, that there's a lot of money to be made by targeting affluent consumers who really like sports and to offer them amenities. And it's not necessarily to the expense of the poorer fans, but they really want to serve these fans, which require nicer venues, smaller venues that cater to their tastes.
But if you have a stadium that has fewer seats and fewer seats that aren't really expensive, doesn't that by definition exclude more of the average fan who can pay a little bit to get in?
Well, absolutely, but it's the way sort of the fans are watching games today. You know, I often like to say to my students when we're talking about this is that today rich fans go to the game, poor fans watch it on TV, and now maybe we could say they watch it on their iPhones or on the internet. The real focus on driving sports is through different types of media and broadcasting sports over the internet, less so radio is still there, but in internet means. And if you're getting people coming to the game, is that you want to target that luxury experience for those people. And so these are the people who want to come to the game, and that's what owners are trying to provide for.
But is there a point of diminishing returns here? I'm going to talk about Yankee Stadium for a moment. That has fabulously expensive seats, many of them going empty. Now, part of that may be the Yankees have had a bit of a struggle lately, but the fans were saying, hey, look, we're not going to pay a whole lot for outrageous beer prices and seats that really aren't worth the price.
Well, that's always a danger. If you don't put a high-quality product on the field or on the court, no matter how nice you make the experience, you're going to have trouble getting fans to come. And I think that is certainly a danger. But there's always the ability to adjust the price for these. And what we're seeing within all sports is what we call dynamic pricing. And that is different prices for different seats, different events. And so it's possible for the Atlanta Falcons to put tickets online to say these are $1,000 seats. But realize that if people aren't going to pay $1,000 for that, they can then resell them through the resale market. They get sold at a lower price, so they still can get revenue. So you want to be able to serve your luxury consumer and then go down from there. And so it's much easier to adjust going from luxury seats to lower price seats.
So in the end, are fans partly to blame for the very things that they're complaining about because they want a quality product, they want the team to spend a bunch of money to get the superstars on the roster, and yet then they complain about the ticket prices when the owners say, okay, we're going to do these luxury things for people who are demanding this of us?
Well, maybe I wouldn't use the word blame, but I think you could easily use the word responsible, that fans are certainly responsible. And in fact, that's one of the things that I've specifically looked at is, you know, people talking about fans being priced out of the market. One of the things that we saw is that as ticket prices rose, more fans kept going to the game. If it was the opposite effect, that is, fans were being priced out of the market, as ticket prices rose, we should have seen fans go away from the game. Really what's happening is that we've seen a shift in demand. Fans want more of a sport. They want to see high quality of the sport. They want a high quality experience when they go see a sport. So, right, if you want to say who's to blame for rising ticket prices, I think there's hands down, no doubt, it is the fans who are responsible for that.
J.C. Bradbury is chair of the Department of Exercise Science and Sport Management at Kennesaw State University. He's also a professor there. Professor Bradbury, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much, and we'll see you at the next game.
Thank you, Dennis. Look forward to it.